This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Molly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Let's get out to Greg Anthony. TNT is going to be airing more than 40 NBA playoff games, the most of any network, beginning with a triple header on Sunday and concluding with exclusive coverage of the 2018 Western Conference Finals. Greg Anthony, of course, working with the NBA on TNT, their fine analyst. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Fired up for the NBA playoffs, as always. And, you know, just curious, as you look at this, boy, you know, it's fun to kind of see what's going on with a team like Golden State, which, boy, I mean, 40-point loss to Utah. I know Utah is a playoff team, and I know people kind of – there are some people that think that might be a good investment to take them in the opening round. I don't know about that, but certainly we look at Golden State and we wonder what's gone wrong with their defense, not with their offense. And we know that that Steph's missing the first round, but, man, that's a loaded roster. Can they get that eye of the tiger back if, indeed, that's what they're missing?
And they are missing it. And in fairness to them, it's hard to have perspective, but this is not just a team with high expectations this year. They've had the highest of expectations for basically 4 years. They're on a historic run, and as bad as this season has been, they still won 58 games. And I just think from a mental standpoint, it is so hard to be geared up as long as they have been the last 4 years, knowing that the regular season doesn't matter, right? Nobody talks about the fact that they broke the single-season wins record. The only thing we talk about is they lost the finals when they were up 3-1. And so I think that's taught them that the regular season isn't as relevant. Makes Steve Kerr's job a lot harder, but I think it also helps to have had a coach who's been through something similar, having won 3 consecutive finals when he was a member of the Chicago Bulls. And so I think you're going to see them try to ratchet up and have more intensity, have more passion, have more fire. The question is going to be, do they have enough firepower? And they've got greatness with those guys in Durant and obviously Clay and Draymond, but that roster is not filled with those savvy veterans coming off the bench with the high IQ. You know, now they're relying on guys that haven't really been in this fire before, the Quinn Cooks, the Loonies, the Bells, the Nick Youngs, the JaVale McGees. You know, those guys are going to have to play at a high level in order for this team to get back to the promised land and win a world championship.
Two-part question for you, Greg. Are you buying the Toronto love or the new kids on the block with the Sixers not only trust the process, but they could actually surprise? Or is it still going to be LeBron's time when it's all said and done? And if it's LeBron's time when it's all said and done and eventually he makes his way to the Western Conference, is it time to start thinking about redoing the playoff format because the East will not be nearly as competitive as the West?
Well, you know, we got to wait and see just how competitive or lack of competitiveness the East will have because they're still pending free agency. But I will say this. I think Toronto is a legit team. They basically could have won 60 games this year. You know, you won 59 to me. That's a championship caliber team. But they've got their own demons in terms of the postseason. Philadelphia, man, they're young. They are inexperienced, but they also are for real. And I think playing Miami in the first round is almost perfect for them because they won't face a more physical, more well-prepared, more confident group than the Miami Heat. And it's going to give them a real dose of what it's like to be in a playoff atmosphere. But you got to look at – I look at it this way when I look at Philadelphia. You can make the argument in the Eastern Conference, but for if they play Cleveland, if they're healthy, they probably have the two best – or the two most talented players on the floor, no matter who they play in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, that's a pretty bold statement – to make, but also to be able to verify when you look at what they can do with Simmons and Embiid. Those guys are matchup nightmares. And also, Philadelphia is very underrated offensively. I mean, they do get credit for how good they've been defensively, but offensively, man, they are terrific in terms of their spacing, chemistry, and ball movement. So I do believe in them. But to your point, I think ultimately this is still, to me, Cleveland's to lose. And while they've got their own issues, much like Golden State, I still find it hard to believe that somebody's going to beat them four times. I know how porous their defense is, but again, they got a similar path to Golden State. It's just so hard to do this, man, for four straight years. And in LeBron's case, he's going for eight straight and be as great as you can be in the regular season.
It's interesting because Stan Van Gundy was in town for the season finale and talked about, he estimates that that there are 10 teams that did not try this year or don't care, are more concerned with the playoff position or the lottery position than they are with the with their playoff position. And, you know, that's a high number. Now we're finally seeing the 76ers get it together and actually – maybe all the tanking paying off, for lack of a better term. Is that good for basketball or bad? And how do you combat this moving forward?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with my good friend Jeff Van Gundy about 10 teams. I think what happens is everybody goes into the season with the ultimate of optimism, right? Everybody feels good, feels like they can do some positive things. I think what happens, though, is then reality sets in a few months in, and then you get into more of a player development mode and start thinking about the future. So whether you say they're tanking, there are some teams that basically that absolutely are. I don't disagree with that. But let's not kid ourselves. Don't act like this is a phenomenon that just started this year. Why the hell do you think we have a lottery in place to begin with? But for the reasons everybody is espousing. So, like, it's BS to say that, act like this is all new and this great new phenomenon. And it's also no guarantee that you can do it. I mean, in today's age, player development is the most important element that you really deal with. It really is, because players do come into the league younger. And so you've got to help them, but their potential is higher. And Philly's a great case. Like, the irony of Philly is we say how well it worked, but you got to think about the guys that they've also drafted that did. Their process is the same as everybody. Basically half their guys, right? Mm-hmm. We know about Simmons. We know about Embiid, Saric. We still are waiting on Fultz, but remember, they drafted Michael Carter-Williams.
Yep.
They drafted Nerlens Noel. They drafted Jahlil Okafor. You know, so yeah. they didn't hit on all those. And Embiid was the third pick. You know, so, you know, Cleveland went through it a little bit too, right? Cleveland got Kyrie with the first pick, but they also got Anthony Bennett with the first pick. So there's just no – you basically hit about half the time on these drafts. And so there's still going to be that the problem is that even if you hit, maybe you don't hit to the level that Philly hit in those two drafts when they got Simmons and Embiid. I mean, those guys were game changers. You know, but they could have gotten Olawakandi. They could have gotten Bennett.
Right.
So it's just no guarantee that it's going to work out. And then look at Utah. Look at the teams that passed on Donovan Mitchell. You might have two guys out. You got one guy in Charlotte who's out in the front office who had a chance to take him. They took Malik Monk over Donovan Mitchell. And, you know, you might have another guy in Detroit who could be out, who took Luke Kennard over Donovan Mitchell. And again, not to say that those guys aren't going to be good players, but it's really tough when you take a position and that guy in the position you took, somebody gets after you and that guy ends up being an infinitely better player. So time will tell because they're young players, but, you know, it's a risky business. And the guy in Philly that everybody's raving about, who's he working for now?
All righty, Greg. Thank you, buddy. We will love it. We're going to really enjoy ourselves with this one.
It's going to be fun, guys. Thanks, Greg.
That's Greg Anthony. He makes a great point there. 312-644-6767.
Time to check in with Jill Erchek.
Thank you. Still solid on the inbound Stevenson. Traffic sponsored by BP Gasoline, hour and 8. Veterans Tollway in, 1 hour from the Tri-State. Edens, 25. Lake Hook Road to Montrose. The Kennedy checks in at 43. In from O'Hare, 29 for Montrose. 25 Express. It's an hour from 390 inbound on the Eisenhower. 41 from Wolf Road. Heading over to the Ryan, 30 minutes going in. Now we have delays northbound Tri-State 95 to the Stevenson with a medical emergency on the shoulder. At BP, they believe a little brightness goes a long way. Stop in, fuel up, and take off on your next big or little adventure. BP, every day brighter. You're listening to 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.